Hassan Piker melts down over Cuba subpoena. Trashing Kamala, Hillary, and Blue MAGA for not defending him. By Christian K. Caruso on May 26, 2026. Marxist streaming personality Hassan Piker expressed frustration at Democrats for failing to sufficiently defend him after he received a subpoena from U.S. federal officials to discuss his recent propaganda trip to Cuba. Piker, an online commentator and the nephew of the Young Turks' Cenk Uygur, reportedly received a request for information from the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, over the weekend. OFAC is reportedly investigating Piker, Code Pink co-founder Medea Benjamin, and about 40 other American nationals who formed part of the Nuestra America convoy, an international gathering of leftist activists and politicians supporting the repressive communist regime in Cuba in March. The investigation reportedly seeks to determine if Piker, Benjamin, and others violated existing U.S. sanctions on Cuba, a U.S.-designated state sponsor of terrorism, during their trip, which they claim was intended to deliver humanitarian aid to Cuba and express solidarity with the Cuban Communist Party. On Monday, Piker published an unhinged rant on social media in which he claimed that every centrist Blue MAGA who celebrates the subpoenas is a effing moron. Piker also expressed his frustrations with the Democrat Party, former Vice President Kamala Harris, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for being moderate candidates who lost to President Donald Trump in the 2024 and 2016 presidential elections. "They think you're all communists. They're coming for you too," he wrote. Kamala and Hillary lost to Trump 'cause they tried to present themselves as moderate establishment candidates. It was the Dem Party's failure, sick, that gave us Trump twice. The Dems and its free consultants on this website are entirely out of touch, the base, and diametrically opposed to its demands, he continued. Pro-Israel Dems have no real constituency but represent most of the political and media class. Blue MAGA is crying a lot lately 'cause left-flank candidates that are for M4A and anti-Israel are winning insurgent races in the Dem primaries, and this makes a lot of the Blue MAGA folk on here scared. I tried posting on Twitter and it didn't work? Well, maybe Trump can take care of my problem. During a nearly 70-hour-long Monday Twitch stream, Piker claimed to his audience that the target of OFAC's probe probably is tech billionaire and leftist agitator Neville Roy Singham and his operation, referring to the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, and other groups linked and funded by Singham, such as Code Pink. The Breitbart News Foundation, BNF, reported in October that Singham has extensive ties to the Chinese Communist regime and has provided millions of dollars in funding to Code Pink and the People's Forum, another far-left group with deep ties to the Chinese and Cuban regimes. Members of the People's Forum were extensively involved in the March far-left gathering in Havana that OFAC is reportedly investigating. Piker affirmed that Singham lives in China and has been a funding vehicle for political movements and activism in the United States. He also claimed that anti-left liberals who are celebrating that he is under U.S. Treasury scrutiny through social media are stupid. Piker first acknowledged the subpoena during a Sunday 6-hour live broadcast in which he said, "I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it's not great, the news is not, okay? I mean, it's bullshit, but still not great that, you know, they're after your boy, they're up my ass." Seconds later, Piker claimed that he is about to be seemingly made an example of in America's galloping towards fascism. During the broadcast, Piker claimed that he is being targeted by the subpoena not because of his trip to Cuba but because of his extreme anti-US and anti-Israel stances. "A lot of this, by the way, does still have a lot to do with Israel," he said at a later part of his broadcast, per Fox News, and claimed that his critics don't like that I talk SHT about Israel. "They recognize that Democrats and young people are against Israel," he continued, and claimed that they see him campaigning with candidates who are anti-Israel, and they are winning their races. In the same Sunday stream, Piker, answering a member of his online chat audience, lamented that New York socialist Mayor Zoran Mamdani is not going to be standing up in support of him. He argued that Mamdani would not use Zoran magic to help him because the Cuba visit is not a concerning incident that took place in the New York City region of America. "I highly doubt it," Piker said. "Maybe he'll prove me wrong." The far-left commentator acknowledged that he has been working with indie Democratic Party candidates who are anti-Israel and, paraphrasing a famous quote by President Donald Trump, further claimed that, "They're not after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in the way." For years, Viker has used his online platform to issue a near-daily constant barrage of insults against the United States and Israel, which he broadcasts through Twitch, often from the comfort of his nearly $3 million 3,800-square-foot mansion with 5 bedrooms and 5.5 bathrooms in Los Angeles, California. He has also made many outrageous comments that include, but are not limited to, saying that America deserved 9/11, justifying the atrocities committed by Hamas during the October 7, 2023, attack on Israel, calling Orthodox Jews inbred, supporting Hezbollah, and interviewing Houthi members. Viker has also publicly suggested the killing of Senator Rick Scott, RFL, and has openly advocated for the use of suicide drone attacks. Most recently, Viker found himself at the center of an online controversy stemming from allegations of animal cruelty against his pet dog Kai, referred to as Collargate. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.